This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Feeling sick?
It's okay. You got PTO.
Forgot to pay a bill and ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories
with Allie and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, we always start in the show with Little Victories. And today it's Friday and I have special guests in the studio. Good morning, Owen and Hudson.
Hey, guys, it's me.
I couldn't think about someone.
Oh, it's okay. It's you, Owen.
No, it's
and
not.
Today you guys are off of school, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Easter weekend, uh-huh. And you're going to do the whole show with me because Uncle DZ's getting an MRI on his knee finally.
Aww.
Finally.
What do you mean finally?
Well, we'll talk about it more on the show. But my little victory is we got here in time, and we even stopped and got donuts, didn't we?
Do you want to know my little victory?
Yeah. Do you think DZ's jealous?
Do I think DZ's jealous? Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes. What's your little victory, Owen?
My little victory is that this morning, my phone timer.
Yeah.
It stopped at 5:30 and you didn't know. So I was just watching videos in my room.
Oh, you mean you woke up early?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good positive spin on the day. You got to watch YouTube videos before we came to their station today. Yes, Hudson. Hudson's raising
victory.
His hand. What's your little victory, my love? My 11-year-old. What is your little victory? How about Bango? You already took...
Bango! My pookie dookie wookie bookie
okay.
Dookie.
Okay. He took pictures with our Bango, our big stand-up Bango. And
I miss you, babe.
And Hudson was all excited. He goes, can I take pictures with it? I go, of course you can. So, little victories. Going to be a fun show. Hold on, everybody. We're already fighting off the air. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, let me turn your mics up. Yeah. Good morning, Owen and Hudson.
You
how are you?
Oh,
you better say Buenos Dias, too, to
Buenos
fill in for...
Dias.
Buenos Dias. Yes, you got to fill in for Uncle DZ today because he's getting an MRI on his knee.
Yeah. You already said this.
Excuse me. There are people joining the show. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Don't come into this studio and try to run things, my child. It's not going to happen.
Don't do that. Oh, you want to play?
Okay. So Owen and Hudson, I have an 11 and 13-year-old, and they're off school today because it's Easter weekend. So Hudson, don't take a bite of your donut before you say something. Please. Have I taught you nothing about being on the radio? We stopped and got donuts. DZ may join us later in the show, but it's just us three for the beginning. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You guys are already fighting off the air, and I think it's funny. When we were playing Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Owen was saying he was over that song, and Hudson said, you have no culture. And they were fighting off the...
Uncultured,
because he didn't like Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. It's going to be a hell of a show. So we're going to get into the question of the day. which was inspired by Hudson. He asked me in the car the other day, and I said, we're going to do this as a question of the day. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. No biting into your donut, okay? And for the record, we have Neo tickets, and we're supposed to do dumpster fire dating, but I don't know if I want to do it with you guys in
please,
the room.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes,
wait, yes. Why do you want to be on dumpster fire dating?
He's good with drama. I'm a great host.
Of dumpster fire dating, Hudson?
I thought you were going to host.
I am the host.
No, I am.
He wants to be a part of it, though. All right, I'll think about it. Let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
So I'm driving down the road the other day, and Hudson looks at me, and he goes, Mom, if you could grow up in any era, which one would you want to grow up in? I went, I don't know, Hudson. That's a random question. So, Hudson, what inspired you to ask me that, my 11-year-old? What inspired that in the car?
Because the world kind of sucks now.
Well, depending on when you live, you could say that at any time. You could say that in the 1950s. You could say that in the 2000s. You could say it in the 90s.
Because they had no TV.
They had TV in the 50s, Hudson. So what era, that's not a cap. They had a TV in the 1950s, Hudson.
Do you know that Abraham Lincoln could have drank in Dr. Pepper?
What?
Yep.
That's not true.
It is true. Search it up.
That's not the question of the day. I love it. I was whispering in the back. Right. Okay, so then, Owen, I'll go with you first, my 13-year-old. If you could grow up in any era, which one would you want to grow up in?
Well, to be honest, every single era sucks, pretty much.
You guys are so negative. But it is Friday. Can we be a little positive?
I think I would want to be in the peak of the Holy Roman Empire.
Oh, you'd go way back. Owen, pick the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah, and I'd grow up in the 1800s so I could be homies with Lincoln. And also, fun fact, at school I may have nicknamed Abraham Lincoln Bron Bron.
That's not a thing. You can't rename Abraham Lincoln. Right. Hudson, you can't rename the king Abraham Lincoln. You can't.
Full honesty, I think I'd live in the year 2000. We're all
I lived in 2000. What do you want to know about it? It wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It doesn't have anything Y2K. Going on in it.
Well, the question of the day is, what era would you want to grow up in if you could grow up in any era? Because, Owen, your final answer, is it the Roman Empire or is it the year 2000?
2010.
Ooh. You were born in 2011, dude.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
2010s.
Hudson, what's your final answer for what era?
Can I say the times I want to be born and when I want to grow up?
Okay, fine, go.
I want to be born in like the mid 2000s, mm-hmm. and then like grow up in like the 2010s.
Okay. So you basically want to be 10 years older than you are.
Yeah.
You wish you were 21 today. Slay. You think your life would have been a lot different?
Oh my God. Bango just scared me.
Every time you turn around, the cutout of Bango's behind you. Okay, Hudson.
Not that I mind.
Well, that's fine. The question of the day, what era would you want to grow up in? I can see the phones are already ringing, so we're going to talk to you next. 414-533-1037. What era would you want to grow up in or would you want to be alive in? Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Surprise! My children are here today. Owen and Hudson, my 11 and 13-year-old, funnier than ever at this age. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. You're off school today because it's Easter weekend, and the question of the day is inspired by my 11-year-old who said, what era would you want to grow up in? Yes, Hudson.
Okay, Hudson. I might want to grow up in the prehistoric age so I can meet you as a kid.
Hudson, I cannot with you. I cannot with this kid. All right, let's go to the phones and see what the listeners have to say, because you can text or call at 414-533-1037. Guess who's on the phone, you guys? My girl, Ebony. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Oh, wait, what line is she on? Four.
Hey, baby. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. Hi. Say hi to Ebony.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Slay.
Send help. She said
Slay.
Yeah. Send help, please.
Like.
Yes, Hudson, what do you need to say?
What if the user start by saying, like, what era they grew up in and then what era they want to grow up in?
Oh, okay. Do you hear that, Ebony? Hudson is the leader today. He'd like you to say when you grew up and when you'd like to grow up. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, so fair. I was born in 93, but I wish that I was, so I'm 32. Uh-huh. I wish I was 32 in the 90s right now.
Because
I feel like the 90s was the last of like the real, like, honest, true love and all of that. Like,
no tech.
It was easier,
there was tech yet. Yeah, and we were just living our lives, and you had to do what you had to figure it out.
That the 1990s was one of the best decades.
The 90s was awesome. There were some negatives, but I'm not
mad.
But there were a lot. I grew up in the 90s, honestly, so she wants to be me, basically. She wants to be born 10 years earlier.
I would place the 90s higher on a list, but there was nothing of historical importance that happened in there.
Oh, that's not true.
Except for Las Vegas. See, that's the only thing that happened.
Except for what?
Well, see, I wasn't there for the history, baby. I was there for the better quality of men, okay?
That's right, Ebony. That's not true. A lot happened in the 90s. Unfortunately, some of the things I'm thinking of are negative, like O.J. Simpson, Rodney King. I'm thinking of bad things from the 90s.
Right.
So you don't want my opinion on the 90s. But Ebony, thanks for calling. You know we love you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all.
Say bye to Ebony.
Bye.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
You guys are so funny. Let's go to Rachel. Bestie. Rachel in Burlington. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Hi to Rachel.
Burlington. Hi. What an interesting city.
Burlington is a little south of us, but we could be there in 20 minutes if you want to check it out.
I would rather not.
Rude.
The home of Nestle.
Rude. The home of Nestle. Did you hear her?
What?
The home of Nestle.
What's Nestle?
Chocolate.
Oh, right.
You want to change your mind now?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay, fine. Rachel, hi, good morning. Hudson wants you to say what area you were born in or grew up in and what area you want to grow up in.
Yes.
I grew up in the 80s, but we need to bring back the pinup dresses and the real romance, so I'm going to say the 50s.
She wants to grow 50s? Up in the 50s. Like,
that's actually...
Like grandma and grandpa.
The 50s?
If somebody says roaring 20s, I'm going to go crazy.
What's wrong with the roaring 20s? She didn't say the 20s, though.
It led to the Great Depression.
Rachel
also
likes
the... Also, the roaring 20s was when World War II happened. That's also not good.
That's true.
Started.
Fair enough. You know what? You're right. We don't want to live during a depression. But that's not... I'm proud of how much you boys know about history, actually.
The Great Depression hit Australia the most. That's
very
how
impressive.
The Emu War... They lost against birds. You know what Australia lost against birds?
Owen, we're not at lunch with your friends talking about history. We're on the air. I love how smart you are, though. I really do.
I doubt it.
Rachel. Thank you for sharing. She's going with the 50s because of the style and the old-fashioned. All right. Fair. Thanks, Rachel. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. People are texting in. OG Lori at Timmerman. You guys have met Lori, I think. She said, she texted in her little victory. And she said, shout out, Owen. What's up, birthday twin? Natalie in Menominee Falls said the 60s, where it was peace and love. I grew up in the 90s, and I do appreciate that, though.
The 60s is when the Cold War happened.
Oh, you know, why do you always have to name all the wars out of everything, Owen?
No, that's pretty good, because the Cold War wasn't even a war. It was just a buildup of military weaponry.
Okay, are we going to do a history all day on this show?
Yes.
Wow, what the hell? All right, next up, Kelly in Sussex, one of our regulars who called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Yesterday was her birthday, and her and Hudson, my 11-year-old, have a feud going. Because when her and I go out to party, she stays in Hudson's room overnight when you're at your dad's. Sorry, Hudson.
May I please sing Happy Birthday in the 400th note?
No, you cannot sing Happy Birthday in the 400th note. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to traitor. Happy birthday.
Okay, Hudson.
We get it, Hudson.
She
we
sleeps
get it.
In your room. She's not a traitor.
Be quiet. Everybody.
All right, Kelly. What?
Good boy.
Both of you. You know what? Both of you be quieter. I'm turning your mics off. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I thought momming would be fun today. I guess not.
Yeah.
You guys get funnier and funnier, though, as the years go on. All right, Kelly. What area?
You're always funny.
Okay, fine. Kelly, what era did you grow up in, and what era do you want to grow up in?
I was born in 81, so I grew up with the Care Bears and all that in the 80s and 90s.
What?
And...
The Care Bears?
The Care
Never
Bears.
Heard of those.
You don't know what a Care Bear is? They don't know nothing about Care Bears.
Not even
about
the Care Bears.
I saw a Care Bear show on Netflix once, and I never even decided
to watch
it.
Care Bear is one of the stuffies we had growing up. You know how you're obsessed with stuffies? So there. All right, Kelly.
Like, so it's like the Squishmallows. Okay.
You don't even know about the Care Bear stereo?
Okay. Hold on. Kelly, what era do you want to grow up in?
the late 70s because of the fashion.
Oh, she wants to wear the bell bottoms and the flares. Oh, yeah. Like Kendrick did at the Super thing that I'm not allowed to say.
I actually really like that state of fashion.
You do? You like the flares? I'll get you some flares.
No.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
I want to wear an afro.
Wait, you can't... You can't say thing that you put cereal in.
What? The bowl?
You said super.
No, I can't say it all together because it's trademarked. Long story. All right, thanks, Kelly. Have a good day.
Bye. Have good luck.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So today on the show, my boys are in here because they're off school for Easter weekend, and DZ's getting an MRI on his knee. So we're excited because his knee's been hurting him. So hopefully he gets some answers, and you guys can be on the show with me today.
Oh, yeah.
You've been wanting to come on for a while, haven't you? It's time. It's time. You missed it on spring break, and now we're here. Today's What Would DZ Do has to do with social media. And whether or not Owen's telling me the truth when he says everybody has it, because I don't believe you. He's in seventh grade. You're 13. You're going to be 14 this year. And we already had the fight over Instagram. You had a secret Instagram account I didn't know about, remember? Yes. And I was very unhappy when I busted you. And then your father said, well, he's not doing anything bad. He's just, there's nothing bad on his profile. Made it private and we let you keep it.
Yeah, nothing bad except for the name.
It's actually just weird. Your whole Instagram page is bizarre. But you asked about Snapchat. I said I would never let you have Snapchat.
No, I didn't ask about it. I was just telling you about it. I do not want Snapchat.
Oh, you don't? You're the first 13-year-old I've ever heard say that.
Because people at my school, everyone's on Snapchat.
Well, of course they are. They're 13.
Just use Messenger. It's not that hard.
Well, you know why they're on Snapchat? Because your stuff disappears.
Well,
after you send it. So that's the other thing. You can get away with more. They're trying to trick their parents. They may be sending stuff they shouldn't be sending.
Yeah,
I use Snapchat. I know what it's about. Hello. But I also,
that's the main reason why I don't want it, because it's weird stuff.
And that's why I love you, Owen, because you're so responsible. And is there a day that's going to come where you snap and you actually want all these things? Or are you just pulling a fast one on me saying you don't want Snapchat?
I don't want Snapchat.
Okay. Well, do you think kids should have social media? You guys are kids. What do you think? You're in seventh grade. You're at a great age to have this discussion.
I think...
What's the negatives?
So the negatives for kids specifically who are having social media is that the parents that run the channels are pretty corruptible.
Wait, what do you mean?
True.
What do you mean?
This YouTube channel, Ryan's World, they're still forcing their 14-year-old son to do these toy reviews.
Oh, you're talking about what the stage parents do to the kids, like if you're watching those. You don't think Ryan likes that, considering how much money he's making on Ryan's World?
He barely gets any.
He's 14 and he's loaded. He probably doesn't care if he's making videos.
He barely gets any money.
Oh, this is like a celebrity, this is like a documentary story we're going to see?
He's getting made fun of at school, because like...
Oh, because he's 14 doing videos? Well, that's all right. I don't know, he's a pretty big star. I don't know, should we let kids have social? So what do you say, Owen? They could have Instagram, but not Snapchat?
I think it should be 16 plus. For like, what, not for like private...
I can't believe a 13-year-old saying this.
I think 16 plus for like public social media. So you can have like a little social media haha with your friends. But
you can have a private page, you're saying?
Yeah. But like 16 is like the main age where you should make it public, I'd say.
Okay, 414-533-1037. I don't think they should ever be public unless you're like a public figure like mom.
Well, I think 16 you're mature enough to drive a car. So you're mature enough to be responsible on the internet.
But please always keep them locked down.
Yes.
I mean, please keep your profiles private.
I'm going to keep my private forever.
That's all I ask.
Me and my friend, having sillies on Instagram is enough.
All right. Should we let them have social media? Should Owen even have Instagram? Now that he's here, we're going to have this discussion. I don't even know. You're only 13.
I don't even post anything on it. I just watch videos.
You post stuff that doesn't make any sense, though, because I don't understand what you kids are doing. Look, if Hudson can have a girlfriend at 11. Not anymore. He's single again, ladies. Then Owen can have a private Instagram,
hey,
I suppose.
Ladies, I've always been single.
What do you guys think? Owen's always been single.
No wonder.
Leave him alone. Don't say no wonder.
I curse thee with the thunders of Zeus.
You guys look exactly alike, Hudson. So I don't know if I'd make fun of your brother for not having a girlfriend. Okay. All right. Hold on. Should kids have social media? We're going to discuss with the kids next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, my children are in the studio because they're off school today. Hi, Owen and Hudson. Good morning.
May I add something?
Yes, my 13-year-old that sounds Hudson like a grown man. Slow down. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What do you want to add?
Hudson just walked into the studio with Mountain Dew. I don't know where he got this.
He's not allowed to drink that either. Hudson, at your last annual physical, the doctor said we're going to drink sugar-free sodas if we drink any at all because it's so much...
Okay, never mind.
Why
are you talking about that?
Just eat your food and let us talk. Owen, good morning.
Good morning.
My 13-year-old, we're talking about should kids have social media? And you're 13, you have an Instagram that's locked down, you have like two friends, and I'm a pretty psycho about it. Your father talked me into letting you have it because you weren't doing anything naughty on it, but personally, you say you don't want Snapchat. That's what you're telling
personally,
me.
Personally, I'd say 16 is when you should have a pub.
Well, no public. It doesn't need to be public unless you have a public personality
also,
like mom.
This is just something I'd like to add. In English, we're doing studies about brain science, and the frontal lobe for teenagers is actually not developed. That's why we like risk take so much.
Yes. I love how smart you are.
Thank you. Anna
is a middle school teacher. She's on the phone. She probably loves that you actually paid attention in class. Anna in Oak Creek, good morning.
I'm very proud you paid attention in class.
See that? He comes home and he actually tells me these things and I go, at least somebody paid attention
in
school.
I'm surprised that I paid attention because it was a very hard unit. Like, it was really science.
Well, you're smart, okay? Anna, welcome to the show. What do you think about kids having social media? You're a middle school teacher.
Coming from a middle school lens point, there is so much drama and so many things that are happening on social media.
Don't get me started.
Owen said, don't get me started, Anna.
we have kids. I have students that are sending pictures, inappropriate pictures. I have students sending inappropriate videos, and it's causing sheer chaos in our classrooms.
Yep.
They don't need it. Like, you have a cell phone for sports, so you can call home and be like, hey, come pick me up. But you don't need it for the social media aspect of it.
No naughty stuff ever. Honestly, no inappropriate stuff, Owen. You hear me?
Yeah.
Or you go to jail.
I don't know if that's true, but... I totally get where you're coming from, but at my school, it's everything that you just said, but it's in person.
Well, hold on. It's happening at middle schools everywhere, what she's saying. What Anna's saying is kids have phones and videos and inappropriate stuff,
but you
don't want to get caught up in that.
Yeah, personally, I haven't seen anything that bad, but like now that
but you see kids get catfished. You see it lead to depression. You see it lead to anxiety. It's not funny.
No, it's actually traumatizing if
you're the kid. It's funny to the other kids.
It's not funny.
Right?
Only one person got catfished and it was
Let's not get into that, though. Because again, this is mental health stuff that's not okay. And Anna gets that, you know? All right.
Every day.
I respect you.
Anna works hard. Amen to that. All right, Anna.
Thanks for calling in.
Owen's the one who sits in the front. Can you tell?
I can.
Yep, he's the guy. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. Lindsay
is in Bayview this morning. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias to DZ.
So, Lindsay, you have a 16-year-old.
I do. He just turned 16 yesterday. So, happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday. What does he have for social media?
He has a Snapchat that he's had for a while that he never uses because of bullying.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And then he has a group text with all of his friends from school. And the mental health struggle can be real for a teenager. And he's a sophomore in high school. And he's been on both sides of the bullying. And it did stem from his group texting. And he's had a phone for a while because of transportation issues.
Yeah.
And
did you want to take the
touch with him?
What did you do when he started having these bullying issues with the group chat? Do you take the phone away? Does he stop talking? Well, how do you manage that as the parent?
It was difficult. The school had to get involved.
Yeah.
And we were almost ready to switch him to a different school. But he's in a really good school. He's in open enrollment.
Oh, good.
And
okay.
So he had issues.
He worked with us,
but he's had issues. And now he has everything set to private.
Which it should be. I agree with that. Okay.
I agree with that 100%. He does have a Facebook, but he never uses it. He says it's for old people.
I was going to say, I'm surprised this 16-year-old has a Facebook. I didn't even think they care about Facebook. Yeah. That's funny. It's for old people.
He doesn't. And yesterday, I was like, so-and-so wished you a happy birthday, so-and-so. And it's just like, he's like, Mom, they can spam me or they can text me. And it's like...
Okay. But he will not snap me.
Okay. So then did you make him get rid of anything when he was going through the bullying? I mean, how did that work?
I monitored his text messages because he does them through his Gmail, mm-hmm. and I have his Gmail on my phone.
Oh, got it. That's smart. You can see
what happens.
Yeah.
And he took a break from all social media for about 6 months.
Well, Autumn,
and then he worked his way back into it.
Good. Autumn in Kenosha texted in and said, my parents let me have social media at a young age, like 10, and it ruined my life emotionally and mentally. Okay. 10 is young. 10 is really young. Yeah.
Now, I grew up in the era, well, I was in right after high school when, like, social media first came out and, like, the instant messenger on, like, Yahoo was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahoo. It was, even then, way back then, like, bullying was starting,
yeah.
and it was hard. So I kind of,
mm-hmm.
I transitioned to all of the social media, and I'm addicted to my Facebook, which is disgusting.
Well, a lot of people are, but at least you're admitting it. I mean, I'm proud of you for admitting that, Lindsay. Listen to what Emily in Menominee Falls texted into 414-533-1037. She said, good morning. I hope social media actually goes away. The disease of comparison is way too much for a teenager to filter. Bad for mental health. No socials till 18, and maybe they will choose just to not have it. I wish. Could you imagine not having it, Owen?
Yeah, I could.
You're 13. Wait, you would truly not go for it?
Huh?
I feel like you're an anomaly if you really don't want social media.
Honestly,
as a 13-year-old.
Social media, I love to watch it, but actually having a social media account, it's just a lot of stress and a lot of time.
Well, somebody did. You don't know. Okay, somebody texted in and said, have an Instagram, but don't post.
Yeah, that's fair. That's actually really fair.
But then you're still consuming it all, right,
well,
Lindsay?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. It should be all or nothing.
Yeah,
either do it and you can participate and be monitored,
mm-hmm.
or just don't even have the page. Because if you have the page and you're just like looking at everybody else, you can still see
you're
the
still
bad
comparison
coming through.
The comparison, yeah, and the filtering. All right, perfect. Well, thank you for calling, Lindsay, and sharing
all
your
right.
input. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. So, Owen, you have an Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's locked down. That's all you have. You're not having a Snapchat anytime soon. You're 13.
No, never. I don't want to have a Snapchat when I'm older.
I doubt that. I feel like we're going to have this argument when you enter high school. No? You don't think so?
Nope.
Okay, well, note this day. It is April 18th. It's 7:13 a.m. Owen says...
You're trying, like a post-nuclear log.
Owen says he does not ever want to have any other social media. Mark this day. I'm gonna hear this forever. Kiss FM. Very important movie review coming. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ali and DZ. Good morning!
Good morning!
You're supposed to say buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Thank you, Hudson, my 11-year-old. I got my kids in the studio today because it's Easter weekend. You're off school, and you've been begging to be on the air for months, but you couldn't come in on spring break because you went to Louisville with your father. How was Louisville? Good. We talked about it on the air a little.
Great.
Yep. And now, Hudson, you and I need to talk. Owen's over there doing whatever he's doing. This is about me and you right now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. The movie. Come on. What's it called? What did you make me watch the other day that I fell in love with and I want to recommend to all of our listeners?
Piece by Piece.
Piece by Piece. Now, you have been bringing this up to me. Like a true parent, I've been ignoring you. And you've been saying, Mom, we got to watch this Pharrell movie. We got to watch this Pharrell movie. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well, the other night, we bought it. We rented it.
Yeah.
And we put it on. And I was in love. You guys, this movie, Piece by Piece, it's a Pharrell biography in Lego form.
Yeah.
So I think I'm watching a Lego movie. And as the movie gets going, I'm like, wait, this is a biography about Pharrell and all the music he's made. And all of the music he's made is on Kiss FM. Every single song we've played on this station. And it's song after song after song. And it's fascinating watching that movie.
Like you. Old.
Stop it. Pharrell is close to my age. He still looks great. So I want to recommend it.
I need a skincare product.
Dude, even though it's in Lego form, everybody over the age of zero should watch that. I love that movie, Hudson. What'd you think?
It was incredible.
Yeah, and there were so many songs I knew he produced and had made and all. And you even have all of these famous people in the movie.
Yeah.
Like Gwen Stefani, Justin Timberlake, Jay-Z. They all come in. Kendrick Lamar. They all talk in the movie, but they're in Lego form. And it's just really cool. It's just cool.
Yeah.
So what's it called again?
piece by piece.
And I'm recommending it. Everybody should rent it this weekend and watch it with the kids. And because there were songs. Were there songs you didn't know? Or did you
I mean, a couple of them. I mean, like a couple of them I didn't know, but a lot of them I did know.
What was your favorite Pharrell song that he had produced?
Probably like Get Lucky.
Get Lucky? That was such a big song.
I mean, it's a tie between Get Lucky and All Right.
Ah, those are the two.
Yeah.
Well, and it was interesting, the movie, too, how they didn't want him to be in. They wanted him to produce. And at one point, he said, no, I'm going to be the star. I want to do some music, too. Ah, yes. Get Lucky was such a good song. Now I want to play it, Hudson.
Should we play it?
I don't know. I might get in trouble. But it was so much fun. Okay, so Hudson and I are here to recommend the movie Piece by Piece. Yes. It is the Pharrell Williams biography. If you like music, if you like Kiss FM, you're going to love it. And this was one of the big songs he produced that they talked about in the movie, right? Oh, we haven't played this in a long time, but it's such a good song on a Friday. Screw it, Hudson. Let's do it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I love how when I said it's going to trigger you guys, Hudson said, is it about dating?
Yeah.
You are so silly. So am I the jerk? Every day we have your moral dilemma. And this one might upset the kids today because it has to do with Easter baskets.
Okay.
Owen, you're 13. Ugh. Hudson, you're 11. You ready to hear what this mom wrote into the show? Why are you choking? You don't like Easter baskets?
No, it's because of the soda. It's because of the soda.
Put the Mountain Dew down. You shouldn't even be drinking that, okay? You think it's a free-for-all at the radio station, I tell you what.
It is.
Here's her Am I the Jerk. You ready? Okay. Let me read it to you. She said, Allie and DZ, Owen and Hudson, am I the jerk for not giving my kids Easter baskets anymore? Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
Well, you haven't even heard why.
Okay.
Hold on.
Tell me why.
She said, Allie and DZ.
Unless they're 40, I'm going to say no.
My kids just turned 14 and 16, and I'm officially done giving them Easter baskets. I'm tired of spending all this money, and the basket is eaten and gone in an hour. They're way too old, in my opinion, to still be getting baskets. I don't think I got a basket after the age of 12, and I never complained. So am I the jerk for stopping the tradition?
Don't get any ideas, Mom.
Oh, you think you're still... Don't talk to me. Talk to the Easter Bunny. Owen, this mom says 14 and 16, she's had enough. These kids don't need Easter baskets anymore. Is she the jerk if she doesn't get them an Easter basket?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because not only...
You're 13.
Well, I mean, they say it's gone an hour, so like...
It is.
Why get it? Mm-hmm. Just like give like a couple bucks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, give them like $25 and let them go to the dollar store.
Oh, you're saying like just give them money?
Yeah.
Well, then you might as well do an Easter egg hunt with money in the eggs.
Yeah. Oh, are we going to do an Easter egg hunt?
It depends on how the Am I the Jerk pans out. If everyone says that, you know, she's not the jerk, you're not getting anything.
I'm just kidding.
She's not the jerk.
I say not the jerk. These kids are too old.
There's an entire holiday where you can dress up however you want. That people don't even care how old you are.
You're talking about Halloween?
Where you can just get free candy.
True, but that's like 6 months away.
For free candy?
Yes, all you guys think about is the candy.
Yeah.
She wants to know if she's the jerk if she doesn't give the kids Easter baskets anymore because they're 14 and 16. She feels like it's a waste of money.
Wait till you're like 18.
So you're saying a 40-year-old definitely can't get one, Hudson?
Yes.
Why? What if they love Easter and they love the tradition?
40-year-old.
Let the 40-year-olds live.
Yeah.
Maybe they want. Maybe they
want
an Easter basket. Now an 80-year-old can't get one either?
Yeah.
Everyone is texting in going, that's Owen's voice. Owen, yes.
Yeah.
He's 13.
People at school think I fake it. Yeah. You know who you are, person I can't say.
They also think you're 20 and you're 13, so it's okay. It's all right. You got a deep voice.
It's fine.
Like
a ton
please don't do that, Hudson. All right. 414-533-1037. Kylie in Milwaukee said, I'm 20 and I still look forward to the Easter basket from my mom.
Told you.
Well, I mean, if it's full of like flowers or something, that would be nice.
Oh, that would be nice. All right. What's the mom's name? We always give them a name to keep them anonymous.
Patricia.
Patricia? Yes.
I'd cry if my Easter basket was full of flowers.
You would?
Why?
I don't care about flowers.
I love plants.
I thought flowers were just to give like mothers.
If everyone can enjoy flowers. It's part of nature, Hudson.
I enjoy them.
I love flowers. I think they're beautiful.
I love flowers, too. I play some video games just for farming.
Well, now I know what Hudson's getting for Easter. Well, flowers, no, Owen.
Yeah.
If you're giving me flowers, in the words of Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers.
Okay, is this mom, Patricia, we've named her,
Patricia,
a jerk for not giving her kids Easter baskets anymore because they're 14 and 16 and yeah, she's over it. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So today's Am I the Jerk came from Patricia, we named her, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for not giving her kids Easter baskets anymore. Her kids are 14 and 16. She feels like they're too old and they're done. Yes, Hudson, with your hand raised.
You don't say it as Patricia. You say it as Patricia.
Oh, she's not any. She's like the Karen. She's not any fun now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think
she's pretty fun.
I say, thank you. I say not the jerk. Hudson says total jerk.
I say not the jerk.
Yeah.
Well, all right, fine.
20 with an Easter back
it. 20 is not allowed now?
Oh, no, 20 is allowed.
Oh, 20 is allowed. Well, Amber's in Milwaukee. Good morning, Amber.
Hello.
Good morning.
Get ready. We got an 11 and 13-year-old on Am I the Jerk today, if you can
welcome
handle it.
Welcome to the Zen Den.
It's not the Zen Den. We're about to argue.
The chaos Zen Den.
Amber, you say jerk or not the jerk if she stops buying the kids Easter baskets?
She is a jerk.
Yes, Hudson.
Oh. Yes! That's my girl. I love you, Amber. I love you.
Amber, why is she a jerk?
So I'm 40, mm-hmm. And my mom still gets me an Easter basket. Aww. It's just age appropriate.
Hudson said you're not allowed to have one anymore.
No,
did you hear that?
Never mind. 40-year-olds can have Easter baskets.
Oh, they can. Oh, he's being nice now that you're on the phone.
No.
It's just age appropriate. Mm-hmm. It might be cleaning supplies, a gift card somewhere we've been wanting to shop at. So just do something age appropriate.
Okay.
Stop getting candy.
All right. Fair enough. So that means you guys are not getting a candy anymore. You're going to get a basket, but it's not going to be candy.
What is it going to be?
I don't know. Do you still want it?
Money.
Do you still want it?
Nah.
Sure.
All right, Amber says
I mean,
jerk,
the whole
though.
Point of Easter is chocolate, so...
Oh, that's what you think the point of Easter is, chocolate.
Hudson, isn't...
Okay.
Yeah,
it's like the main thing that everybody collects.
It's a religious holiday, Hudson.
Yeah. It is?
That's not the point of... Yeah, oh my God.
It's
all right,
really
Amber,
Jesus
I gotta go.
Birthday.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
I gotta go.
It is.
No, that's Christmas. Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Bye, Amber.
Bye.
Oh, Lord. You know
Easter
what?
Easter is a religious holiday.
We're very religious. Can you guys tell? I'm being sarcastic, Hudson.
Yeah.
All right, so Amber said jerk. Now I gotta go to Betty in Waukesha. Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
You hear this? These kids just think Easter is about candy and bunnies. They don't even know it's religious.
I don't think that. Are you kidding me?
Well, hold on,
what's
though.
What's religious about
in
it?
In fairness, your mom's Jewish, so I don't take you to church and I don't really do Easter. This is Dad's department. You talk to him about this later. He's Lutheran. Okay.
I don't really want to do
good
Easter
morning,
either.
Betty. Now that I pawned it off on their father, is she the jerk for not giving the kids Easter baskets anymore?
She is not the jerk.
Woo! 1 point, mom.
Yeah.
Go on, why?
Oh, boo.
That's funny.
Zero points.
My mother-in-law, I'm 40, and my mother-in-law still gives me an Easter basket.
Aw.
But. This mom is not the jerk, and here's how I know she's not the jerk.
Tell us.
This year, my youngest discovered the great discovery, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh. What? So the kid realized they don't even want the Easter basket anymore, or what?
Well, the first thing out of her mouth, because I have a 14 and a 16-year-old older children.
This is perfect, yes.
Wait, are you the person who called in?
No,
she's not the one who wrote in. She just also has a 14 and 16-year-old. Just coincidence. So she has
a coincidence.
But she has an opinion, which she should. Hudson, you're too much. She's like, yeah, sure.
I love it. No, I love it. So my eight-year-old found out this year, and the first thing she asked was, oh, so do we even have to, like, do an egg hunt, and are you going to even do baskets?
Oh, her eight-year-old didn't even want to do the egg hunt. Mm-hmm. She's getting too old. Don't call her a loser. Hudson's so... All he cares about is candy, I swear.
I love candy.
So, who doesn't?
So I don't even have to do an egg hunt this year. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do the egg hunt at my mother-in-law's.
Yeah.
And my kids were so, and I hate to say it this way, but so unselfish about it.
Mm-hmm.
That they were like,
they were like, well, if you want to do a basket for us, you can. But, like, we already know what's up. And the only reason the older two were getting an Easter basket is because my younger one still believes.
Right, right. You were just doing it because of the younger one. You didn't want to leave anybody out. Fair enough. So she says not the jerk. Okay, not the jerk. Amber says not the, or Betty says not the jerk. Amber said jerk, which means we're split down the middle. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. All right, Betty, thank you.
Yep, bye.
Yes, Hudson. I love it how you raise your hand every time you want to talk. It's so adorable.
So I've gotten too used to school. All right.
I've gotten too used to school.
So before last, can I tell the last person a few things before they say their word?
Oh, you want to? You have something to say? Are you going to try to prove your point or something?
No. Just give me a sec.
All right, Ryan from Calabama, look out. The tiebreaker today.
Okay.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Sorry.
All right, Ryan. Hudson has something he wants to tell you, the 11-year-old first. Yes, Hudson,
okay.
What? Because you know Ryan, you've been to his house.
Think about this quickly. This decision depends if I get candy at all.
Oh.
This decision depends if I get anything for Easter.
No pressure, Ryan. No pressure.
No pressure. Come
Ryan,
on.
Hey, here's
We're
my
best
thing.
Friends. You gave us that Bella thing. We love that.
Oh, he did make the beautiful woodwork of Bella that is up in our house now. That's true. When she died.
You got to pull at the heartstrings like
that.
No,
he's making you feel bad. Yeah. Hudson, stop trying to fix the answer today.
Ryan,
yes,
Ryan,
Owen, my 13-year-old.
No matter what you say, you'll still be my favorite.
Aww.
Oh, perfect, Owen. Guess what? She's not
this
the jerk.
Life or death.
Yeah!
What?
She's not the jerk, Hudson. Sorry. Go on, Ryan. Why?
Because there is a time when good things end, and guess what? They have reached that age where good things must end.
Hudson,
and it is time to move on.
I agree. Hudson took his headphones off. He's so upset right now. Hudson.
I'm sorry, Hudson.
Hudson, chill out. You're only 11. Maybe the Easter Bunny will still visit you.
I actually do have something to put into this entire conversation.
My 13-year-old, yes.
So I don't know too much about the history of Easter, but I do know that originally it's not about a bunny giving out candy.
It's definitely not about a bunny, but that's
definitely
what it's become.
Not, buddy.
That's what it's become. Ryan knows he's got little kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, not the jerk. Yes. All right, Ryan, thanks for backing me up. Have
Hudson
a great
has
day.
Left the studio.
Hudson left. He walked out. He quit.
Oh.
Oh, well, he'll be back. There's donuts in here. Okay, bye, Ryan.
Yeah, I'll have like a donut on the end of a fishing rod, like lure him back in here.
You could try that. Well, Hudson walked out. Overall, not the jerk for not giving the kids Easter baskets anymore. Oh, man, I really hope the Easter money comes.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see, I guess.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
What, Hudson, my 11-year-old, what?
I want to hear about cheating scandals, okay?
Oh, let's cheating? I don't have any cheating scandals this week.
Let's just do dumpster fire dating.
You want old cheating scandals? I can tell you old stories from guys I dated and horrify you.
Nope.
No, you don't want those?
Let's just get to the
My turn.
Oh, it's your turn, Owen?
My
11 and 13-year-old are in here, and I just don't even know what to talk to you guys about. Last time you were in here for dumpster fire,
we
talked about
dumpster fire data.
We're in it. We're here.
Okay.
We're here. Last time you guys said you wanted mom to date, and you were cool with it as long as he was cool.
I guess, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as he didn't move in.
Oh, this is actually interesting. So I can date, he can't move in.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, don't you ever try anything weird with my mom.
Let's get to the dumpster fire dating.
Hudson, you're 11. Don't say that.
No freaky stuff,
I can
boyfriend.
Do whatever I want. I have two children for crying out loud. Okay, so.
You don't need another brother.
Mom's been on a hiatus. But I did something really evil on April Fool's Day.
What did you do?
Hudson, tell everyone what I did.
So you said that you were pregnant. At first I thought it was your... Okay, so...
You came home from school and I said what?
You said that you were pregnant.
Uh-huh.
I had actually said it before and you looked at me like...
Owen did not believe me. Owen got up and left the room. Owen rolled his eyes. My 13-year-old said, okay, mom, and left.
Like, at first, I genuinely, like, just didn't believe. But you actually, like, genuinely, like, She actually like convinced me and actually like scared me.
I'm a good liar. I didn't even think I was.
Mom.
You are.
You looked really upset when I told you I was pregnant. What did you say, Hudson? You said you were disappointed in me.
Yes.
And you wanted to know who the father was.
And she said, I don't know.
Nobody you know. Nobody you know. And then Hudson said, but I like our little family, which was so sweet. You were mad that I was going to mess up our little family of three. So,
do you know
listen.
How I'm it's made it up? No, do you want to know how I knew that it was fake?
How? Because it was April Fool's Day? Yes.
Well, that too.
Because you said to me, okay, Mom, and you rolled your eyes and left the kitchen.
But also, it's because no one is beautiful enough for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love you guys gassing me up.
Standards.
See, you think you need daughters? No, you need sons. They'll gas you up. So, I have not been dating anyone lately. Have you noticed? Can you tell when I am or am not dating? Can you tell? No wonder what? What does that mean? What does that mean?
It means nothing, Mom.
What does that mean?
You don't have... No, you can't know.
I've been on a hiatus. I have not been very inspired by the dating world. I'm on the apps, but fair. I've just not doing anything. I'm not feeling it, you guys. So the good news is, Hudson, nobody's moving in. Okay? You welcome?
Thank God.
What if, though, I met someone and they wanted, and it got serious and I wanted them to move in? What then? No?
No.
What, seriously? No. Nobody
young
ever?
Young lady.
Seriously?
I'll be moving out by then.
Come on.
I'll be moving out by then.
So you guys don't want me to... You want me to be in a relationship.
I think it'll be 21,000 by the time you find your next boyfriend.
You know what, Hudson? I can't stand you sometimes.
It'll be the 41st millennium.
Oh my God, you guys are so funny. All right, so in conclusion, my 11 and 13-year-olds are on dumpster fire dating. Carl and Indy said, I'm dating myself. I do kind of feel like that. I feel like I'm focusing on myself. Yes, Hudson, with the raised hand.
She told us what Pink Pony Club means.
Hudson! Can you stop? The irony is it's coming up next. Oh my God. Fam Alley and DZ, what's with the robe, Hudson?
It's comfy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, if you had a robe that was the comfiest thing alive, would you stay in it all day?
Yeah, I actually would. You know what? Fair point.
I remember you got that like pink thing, that like big like pink.
My big Snuggie?
Yeah,
from
big, like,
Susan
Snuggie.
G. Komen. Yeah, that thing's awesome. I still have that.
I want that.
Well, you can't have it. It's mine. So it's Allie and DZ. DZ was getting an MRI this morning on his knee. He's been having knee problems. And so from all those football years, you know. And so Owen and Hudson.
Football?
He did in college. You didn't know that?
No.
You didn't know DZ, Uncle DZ, played football in college at Lakeland?
No one ever told me.
Well, you don't listen then, because he played at Lakeland in Sheboygan. Mm-hmm.
What's Sheboygan?
It's a college. Sheboygan's a town. I guess we're going there this weekend, since you don't know.
What?
But nonetheless, can you get off your game and look at me? This is what I can't stand. I'm going to sound like an old person. Kids.
What?
Trying to talk to you, and you're talking to me and on your game, and no.
I can talk to you and be on my game.
No, you can't. Listen, the robe I want to discuss.
Okay.
Because Hudson... You got a robe from Auntie Natalie, who's a very good friend of mine. Years ago, she got you a Lego robe for Christmas, remember?
Lego Ninjago robe.
And you wore that thing every single day at the house. Like every day.
Yes.
In fact, it was too small for you. You wore it from like 9 to 11, I swear. And then one day I looked at you and I go, Hudson, you need a new robe. So I ordered you a men's robe off of Amazon, which is gigantic. And you're wearing it now. Now, this one goes all the way to the ground, and it's hysterical. And I had to already order you a second robe because you wore out the first one I bought you on Amazon. That's how much he uses it. He uses his robe so much, you guys, that I had to call his dad and say, can you order a robe for Hudson? Because he keeps trying to take the robe back and forth to each house. So now you have a robe at each house. You're like the robe guy, Hudson.
I'm the robe guy.
Where did this come from? The robe guy. You're obsessed with robes. You try to wear them everywhere. You wore them to your... Did you wear it to your school lock-in?
Yeah. It was pajama themed.
Fair enough. Did anybody say anything about your men's robe you were wearing?
No. Mm.
Owen, why are you not in the robe game? You're not a fan? He's 13. Owen doesn't wear robes. In fact, I can't even get Owen. You're usually in no clothes because
I wear a robe.
You're always hot.
You never order me one.
You're 13.
He always is walking around in his underwear.
No, stop it.
Not.
He is not. He walks around in his shorts.
Remember,
it's
when
a little
he
bit
did
too
walk
personal.
Around in his
underwear? You guys were kids. You were little boys, so you walked around in your underwear.
He was in sixth grade.
Hudson.
He did it.
Hudson.
I was wearing shorts, Hudson.
Hudson, there
Do
was
I
a point.
Talked about you?
Yeah.
Were you wear your underwear and your robe at 1 in the afternoon?
Yeah, Owen, tell him. Mm-hmm. Now let you
and
two
you're
fight
in
it
fifth
out.
Fifth grade.
See? So there.
That's normal.
No, it's not.
Okay, Cap. So Hudson's obsessed with robes.
Stay out of this, Owen. He's not part of the robe
Goodbye.
Gang.
Goodbye.
He's not part of the robe gang. Good. Owen, I didn't get a robe because he's always hot. He's in that phase where he wants to wear shorts 365 days a year. So I didn't think Owen would want a robe, but I'll get him one.
I feel like Owen wears shorts so much he's wearing them 366 days a year.
You're too much. You know what? Screw it. Enjoy your robe, Hudson. You. Enjoy your day off school. Leave it alone, Hudson. Leave the song alone. I like it. Morgan Wallen, Love Somebody, 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm already embarrassed. I have to admit I like country to begin with, okay?
Yeah.
Leave me alone. All right. So it's Allie and DZ. Good morning. So it's Allie and DZ, but today Owen and Hudson are joining me, my 11 and 13-year-old.
Co-hosts.
DZ's better than you, but you're a good second. Well, I'm just saying. Owen, thanks for being here too, my 13-year-old. We don't really need you for this segment, but I just wanted you to say hi. Say hi. You have to say hi. Hi. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sleepover?
Me?
Owen.
Yeah, Owen's had a sleepover before. He had a sleepover with his friends. Thank you for asking that, because that's exactly what we're about to talk about on Allie and DZ. I wanted you two in here for this. DZ's getting an MRI, by the way. That's the only reason he's not here. So I figured you guys could hold it down, because Hudson, mm-hmm. you had your first sleepover last weekend. Was it last weekend? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Not important.
It was last weekend.
So you're in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Owen, I think, might have been in fifth or sixth when he had his first sleepover. I don't know if you know this.
I didn't know he had a sleepover.
Yeah, he's had a couple. We weren't paying attention, probably. He just went to his friends and whatever. But nonetheless, he had one that was a birthday party sleepover. But Hudson, I asked you what activities you and your friends did. How many boys were at this sleepover?
Three. Well, it's me. It was me, my friend. It was me, my friend, and his friend.
Okay, so there were three of you.
Yeah.
And when I asked you what activities you did all night, you had me dying with the sleepover activities. Like, tell everyone what you did. You went to McDonald's?
We went to McDonald's. We were going to get some Flinton meals, but they didn't have the Flinton meals.
What's a Flinton meal?
It's the Minecraft movie meal.
Oh, you wanted to go get a Minecraft movie meal. So they didn't have them.
I am Steve meal.
That's actually a really fun activity for fifth graders. So you guys, his mom took you to McDonald's. And then what?
Do you know what we did at the McDonald's?
What?
While we were waiting for our food, we went into the bathroom and we scrimped there. So I would just go into the bathroom and I would say, it's all coming out.
You went into the bathroom and screamed things like that?
Yeah.
While you waited for the food. Oh, God.
Maybe.
To be an 11-year-old boy again. Oh, the things. So you screamed, it's coming out.
Yeah.
You said you also played Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
Did you really do that?
On the TV.
Come on. With who? Like, what kind of people were you playing Kiss, Marry, Kill with?
Anime characters.
Oh, anime. Oh, you guys were playing it with anime?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you so much, Hudson. You're so cute. What else... What else? Because I'm talking about sleepover activities. That's what I want to talk about on the show.
We only had like one snack the entire
time. That's normal.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Did it send you over the edge to only have one snack?
No.
I'm teasing you. Hudson, you would eat all day and so would Owen if I let you.
You know
you'd never stop.
You know what I did the following morning?
Oh, God. What did you do when you woke up at the sleepover? What?
The hour before my dad picked me up, I sat on the couch and ate Cheeto Puffs while watching Squid Game.
God. His mom was probably like, get this kid out of here. Were you wearing your robe?
No.
I'm teasing. She wasn't thinking that.
So the mom had like, so my friend's mom.
Your friend's mom.
Left.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were eating Cheetos on the couch.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, why does Owen's voice sound deeper than DZ's? I don't know. He's 13. His voice dropped very low. And then somebody else was surprised that DZ played at Lakeland. They said, when? Maybe I saw him on campus. We'll talk about it another day on the show. Somebody else texted in, Dawn and Muskego. Hudson is my spirit animal. I work from home and wear my robe all day. Did you take the robe to the sleepover that you wear all the time?
Yeah. No, I couldn't. My dad said that it wouldn't fit.
All right. What are your favorite sleepover activities? Because, Hudson, I had a lot of sleepovers, you know, when I was in elementary and middle school with my friends. Especially girls, stop it. I had lots of friends. Girls especially. You know, we do more. I feel like girls do more than boys sleepovers. Don't you think?
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, either way, you had said you weren't going to play your game while we were on the air, and you're over there playing your game. I told you. See?
Okay.
Close the computer. We're talking about sleepovers. You get to hear me mom on the air and do my job all at once. Very exciting stuff. All right, what are your favorite sleepover activities, Hudson? I was trying to tell you about my sleepovers as a kid, but you weren't listening, so whatever.
Okay.
533-1037. That is the number. What are your favorite sleepover activities, or what was something funny you did as a kid? Because Hudson told me they went to McDonald's and screamed really loud in the bathroom, It's all coming out! You're so embarrassing. I remember we used to do all kinds of things, though. We used to talk smack about everybody. Oh, yeah.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You are not Regina George from Mean Girls.
But you now know that reference now that I've shown you Mean Girls. You're welcome.
Show me your burn book from high school.
I don't have a burn book. I liked
you
everybody. Best sleepover activities. We'll talk to you next.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Allie
and Hudson.
Buenos Diaz, but it's actually Alan and
Allie
and Owen and Hudson.
Thank
Who's
you.
Alan?
But I don't know who Alan
Your
is.
Twin brother.
Maybe. The twin I didn't know I had. Owen's over there, the 13-year-old. He's busy. He's checked out of the show. But Hudson, It's me and you.
And I imagine being on a screen all day.
Well, yes. You love being on screens all day if I let you.
I'm the person who's off the screen the most.
I don't know about that. But Hudson, we're talking about sleepovers because you're 11, fifth grade.
Yeah.
First sleepover last weekend with two of your friends. And you had a good time. You did things like you went into the bathroom at McDonald's and screamed, "It's coming out!
Ah, it's all coming out!"
You guys are so... Three little boys who are 11. I'm dying. I could only imagine.
We're not little.
Fine. Three older boys who are in fifth grade. You're in fifth grade. And you also played Kiss, Marry, Kill on the TV.
Yeah, we did.
Well, we're talking about your favorite sleepover activity. So guess who's on the phone, Hudson?
Who's on the phone?
She has her own theme song. She's called 5 Days in a Row.
Nice.
And everybody knows her. Amanda in Racine.
Hi, Amanda. She's been on the show and I'm in here. I've always heard her say that.
You know Amanda from her theme song, right?
From the beginning, I've always had to say it. I can't not say it.
Everybody knows.
It's like your thing.
It's her thing. Correct.
It's your thing.
Amanda.
I do it in public too. People get kind of freaked out, but.
Did you go into the bathroom at sleepovers and scream, "It's coming out"?
I've never done that, interestingly enough.
Shocker.
Sleepover.
The games are the best, though, because when I used to live in the middle of nowhere, we used to play Ghosts in the Graveyard, and you could just run all over the place.
Dude, my kids
I've
would die. You would die if you had to play a non-tech game out in the world. You would die.
Gosh. No,
really.
Yeah, kids probably wouldn't survive.
No, seriously, Amanda, they would be hysterical crying and running in the house. You wouldn't know what to do if I put you in a field and said, play, Hudson. Would you do it?
No.
Would you play it?
Probably not.
You wouldn't. I don't know.
I'm thinking about throwing.
Why are you whispering? We're on the radio.
I just don't want him to hear.
You're thinking about throwing something at Owen right now. Probably not the best time. Put it down. Okay. Put it down. Amanda.
I'm glad I'm not over there, maybe. I don't want to get hit.
You know, the parenting is interfering with my job now, and now I'm just annoyed. Yeah. See, all right.
I'm used to that every day. That's okay.
All right, Amanda, I love it. She called in with her sleepover activity. We love.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love you, Amanda. Have a great day.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.